Hello, this is Word of Life podcast. I trust you're having a glorious day. Hallelujah. Do you know that every child of God is blessed and has been made a blessing? Do you know that when you come into Christ, you were impacted? You received all the ability to prosper in all things. Hallelujah. And you're a carrier of God's blessings everywhere you go. You're favored. Hallelujah. You see, just like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they were blessed in all things. And today, God has also applied that same blessing to this generation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The title for today's article is Custodians of Eternal Blessings. Hallelujah. The scripture reading for today's article has been taken from Genesis chapter 12, verse 2. It says, I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Christian is blessed in all things, says Pastor Chris. Amazing. The Christian is blessed in all things. He's blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That means that every good thing, every blessing in Christ Jesus now belongs to the Christian. Hallelujah. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 2, Pastor Chris says, God didn't say to Abraham, I will bless you and make you lucky. No. Rather, he said, I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Hallelujah. And Pastor says, this is what you need. The consciousness that you're blessed and are a blessing. It's not a question of whether you're blessed or not, whether you're a carrier of God's blessing or not. If you are in Christ, you are blessed and a custodian of eternal blessings. Glory to God. And Pastor Chris is saying, make this your consciousness. He says that's what you need. You need to be conscious of this place that you are in Christ, that you are a carrier of God's blessings. That means everything you touch is blessed. That means you're a blessing. So those around you are blessed by association. Associating with you, they are blessed. That is amazing. That is where God has placed you. Hallelujah. He has made you not just blessed, but a blessing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor Chris continues. He says, you're empowered to be successful. Glory to God. The ability to prosper in all things has been invoked in your life. It's inherent in you and works all the time. You have it now. Glory to God. It's inherent. Hallelujah. That means it's in you. It's within you. All around you. It's within you. Hallelujah. Everywhere you go, there's favor. Yes, some people say, favor is my name. In some songs, you hear them sing, favor is my name. Indeed, the child of God is favored. Highly favored. Glory to God. Your steps are always ordered of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. That means no error. Pastor says, you don't go anywhere by chance. and you don't go anywhere alone, for he's in you and with you always. He's talking about the presence of the Holy Spirit now with you, in you and with you. That is so beautiful. You're not alone. You're always accompanied, not just by the Holy Spirit, but even innumerable company of angels. Angels are with you even now. Hallelujah. But isn't it beautiful to know that the Holy Spirit is in you today? Hallelujah. And Pastor says, this is the heritage of the seed of Abraham. It worked for the physical descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They were blessed in all things and bequeathed the same blessings to their generations. Hallelujah. So there was a passing down of these blessings from generations to generations. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's the same with us today. Everyone associated with us is blessed. Glory to God. We carry this blessing everywhere we go. No disadvantage with us. No lack with us. No failure with us. We are always on top. We are too blessed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor says, it's even better with us today. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 3 verse 29, and if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. That means that we are now the results of that covenant between Abraham and God. We are the offspring of that covenant. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're the beneficiaries of it. The pastor says ours is a better covenant, established upon better promises in Hebrews chapter 8 verse 6. Promises that have all been fulfilled in Christ. This is now another level. Glory to God. In Christ, the promises have all been fulfilled in Christ. All the promises to Abraham have all been fulfilled in Christ. Hallelujah. And we are the beneficiaries of it today. Pastor says, you ought to know. You ought to know, like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that you're blessed and you are the custodian of blessings. He said, make this your consciousness and confession. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor says to us that that's what we need. That we need to be conscious of who we are. The consciousness that we are blessed and are a blessing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You can even say to yourself now, I'm blessed to be a blessing. Oh, hallelujah. I'm blessed to be a blessing. Everywhere I go, I deposit blessings. There's favor all around me now. Hallelujah. You know, it's important for every child of God to maintain their place by continually speaking forth through meditation their blessings, who they are in Christ Jesus. You know, that's what you do. You reaffirm again and again your place in Christ Jesus. That's what confession does. It aligns your spirit to the truth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Join me as we take the confession together. Dear Father, thank you for your divine blessings in my life. The supernatural elixir, the divine element at work in me, takes me far and beyond the natural limits always. Hallelujah. I refuse to struggle like the rest of the world, for I'm the seed of Abraham. I'm blessed and I have the advantage. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. What a confession. Hallelujah. For further study, you can look at Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 And Pastor also references Galatians chapter 3 from verse 7 to 9. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if you're listening, but you're yet to accept Jesus into your heart as your Lord and Savior, then that means that these blessings are not yet bequeathed to you. You are not a partaker of the divine inheritance. You are not yet in the kingdom of God, and therefore you can't enjoy these blessings in Christ. It starts with you saying yes. So I encourage you to say the prayer of salvation immediately after this podcast, so that you can receive Christ into your heart and be partakers of these eternal blessings. And your life will never be the same. Hallelujah. The Lord is waiting for you now. Don't lose this opportunity. Glory to God. Thank you all for listening. I trust you've been inspired today. You know, you can go about your day today reaffirming that you are blessed and have been made a blessing, that you're a carrier of God's eternal blessings. Glory to God. Do have a glorious day. God bless you. And if you've listened to this article, but you have not accepted the Lord Jesus into your heart. But you see, when you accept the Lord Jesus today, your life will never be the same. Glory to God. You'll be a brand new man as Jesus by His Spirit comes to dwell in you. He'll begin to align you according to His word. You will begin to enjoy this life. Hallelujah. Would you accept what He's done for you today? And say this simple word of prayer with me, meaning every word from the bottom of your heart. Just say, "Oh Lord God, I believe in your Son Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who I believe died for me, who I believe you raised from the dead for me. I accept him today as the Lord of my life from this day forward. I receive eternal life through him and in his name. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God." Hallelujah. Congratulations if you said that word of prayer. This means that you now belong to the family of God. Let us know so we can send you useful materials that can help you as you grow in the Lord. You can find our email address in any of our podcast notes. Praise the Lord. Thank you all for listening today. Don't forget to comment, like, and share this podcast with your loved ones. Till next time, keep speaking forth faith-filled words to change your world forever. Amen. God bless you.